Welcome to Autogrill First Half 2015 Financial Result Presentation.
Good afternoon and welcome to our first half 2015 call. As usual, I have to draw your attention to the disclaimer on page 2. Now, let me hand over to Gianmario Tondato, our Group CEO, and Alberto Todevecchi, our Group CFO, who will take you through our results in detail.
Okay, thank you, Elisabetta. Good afternoon and welcome to our first half 2015 results. Let's start with the fact that I'm very happy with our first half results, you know, and we have delivered a 10% increase in sales and a 20% increase in EBITDA. So this seems to me a very important result, very important achievement. We also increased our EBITDA margin by 70 basis points compared to last year, excluding one-offs. And the strong results that the team has delivered, but the results are not only good from a financial perspective, because we have also won a number of new contracts in China, Turkey, as well as in the U.S., where in Houston we have increased our presence in a substantial way. Our results of the first half confirm the commitment we have made at the Investor Day in 2013. That is to say, focus on profitability in our two core markets, North America and Italy. The objective for both is the same, improve profitability, but the context and the channels we are operating in are different. In North America, where we have airport focus, the market is growing and our business is best in class in terms of profitability. In Italy, where we are focused on motorways, we have experienced a long downturn and there are still no clear signs of economy recovery, even if the traffic in the last couple of months has picked up. But although the conditions are different, discipline and efficiency is key for both. The other commitment we undertook was to achieve growth in emerging and high-growing markets, which are accretive in terms of sales and have high margins. These markets include Northern Europe, with our new opening in Helsinki, Heathrow, Stansted, and Manchester, as well as the Middle East and Asia. So wrapping up, a strong first half, and the summer has started well, thanks also to the beginning of a bounce back in traffic in Italy, and the hot weather that is driving sales and give us the comfort with the guidance that we gave you in May. Now, Alberto will give you more in detail in the first half performance.
Thank you, Gianmario, and good afternoon. Let's start with our first commitment that is related to the profitability in North America and Italy. In North America, EBITDA was up by over 10%, with a margin that increased by 90 basis points, from 9.9% to 10.8%, excluding one-offs. In Italy, EBITDA, also excluding one-offs, was up over 11%, with a margin that increased by 60 basis points, up to 3.5% from 2.9%. As you see, we are commenting very different margins, as North America is already best in class among main concession F&B operators, while Italy is in a turnaround mode. But the fact that we increase margins in both regions during the weaker part of the year is a very encouraging sign that we can continue delivering also in the summer season. On our second commitment, that is our focus on growing in our emerging markets, we are both winning new contracts and opening new geographies, as well as delivering significant growth where we already are. Our sales are up more than 20% in North Europe and almost 40% in the rest of the world. Now, looking at the regions one by one, let's start with North America. The strong profitability performance in the first half and second quarter has been achieved primarily through the quality of our sales. As you know, our North American business is made up of our presence in the U.S. and Canada, with U.S. being largely predominant as they account for almost 90% of the sales of the region. And in the U.S., sales both at airports and on motorways are growing. Once we eliminate the impact of the residual U.S. retail contract sold to World Duty Free by the end of February, our sales in U.S. airports grew by 3.7%. The increase is in line with both traffic and the average growth of the U.S. restaurant industry in the first half of the year. I know that in past years, we have shown overperformance in traffic, but the today conditions of the air transportations make the airport environment more challenging than in the past. In the year after 9/11, we have seen flights operated and passengers growing nicely. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, all passengers grew from 670 million in 2002 to a peak of 835 million in 2007. In the same period, the total flights operated were growing from 9.1 million in 2002 to 11.2 million in 2007. Then we went through the 2008 financial crisis and we saw passengers plunging to below 770 million, that is almost 70 million less than in 2007. Airlines reacted immediately, cutting flights from 11.2 million operated in 2007 to 10 million in 2009. But what happened afterwards? Year by year, the traffic has come back, and finally, in 2014, the volume of passengers got to 850 million, surpassing the 2007 peak. On the contrary, flights operated continue to decline, notwithstanding the upsurge in passengers. They were 10 million in 2009, and they are 9.5 million in 2014. And in fact, load factors boomed from the historical 72% of 2002 to around 80% in 2009, jumping to over 83% in 2014, a level never seen in the previous 12 years. In the period between 2002 and 2007, we had an ideal conditions in the airport, with both growing passengers and more flights departing. Now passengers have come back, but not flights, which translate into overcrowded gates and less distributed departure during the day, generating an environment less favorable for F&B operators to capture passenger flows. This notwithstanding, we have overcome the challenge and deliver very solid sales growth, being extremely effective in enhancing the spend per customer. This also thanks to the migration toward more complex but also more rewarding concepts we have brought online in the last 2 years. From a perimeter standpoint, all in all, taking fracturing and contract changes, we have not lost any sales in the first half of 2015. With respect to contract awards in the first 6 months, as expected, we have been only partially renewed in Tampa Airport, but we have been given a larger share at Houston Bush International Airport. At airports in Canada, we perform less well than in U.S., as we suffer from the weak economy environment of the country. On top of this, in the two key airports we operate in, that is Toronto and Montreal, we saw an increase in offering not supported by an increase in the customer's demand. But luckily, Canadian airports only represent 9% of sales we generate in North American airports. Good U.S. sales quality has been the engine of the 90 basis point increase in EBITDA margin, driving, together with the decrease of some raw material prices, the decrease of the cost of goods sold incidence on sales. The EBITDA of the first 6 months materially increased, notwithstanding over 4 million of one-off restructuring costs we incurred in connection with the implementation of the new organizational structure that we talked to you about last March. Net of these one-off costs, our North American EBITDA has grown by over 10%, with margin increased from 9.9% to 10.8%. Looking forward at the second half of the year, in North America, we expect to continue to deliver profitable sales, improve our management of cost, and pursue opportunity to strengthen our portfolio. Now looking at Italy, our other core market where we are committed to improving profitability, we have delivered both in absolute and margin terms, despite the lack of a real recovery of the economy and soft sales. We always knew it was going to be difficult in Italy. Over the last few years, we embarked on a very selective motorwear renewal campaign in 2013 and 2014, rationalized our portfolio by exiting non-profitable point of sales, and lowered our level of investment in the country. These actions are the main drivers of the 7.5% decline in sales you see in the first half 2015. In fact, the selective renewal of motorways and the closure of non-performing stores led to a sales decrease of around 40 million. Together with the discipline in business development, we also launched a number of efficiency projects to allow us to have a more flexible business model to adapt and react to the market we operate in. These projects were based on using resources more effectively, leveraging on logistics, although never compromising on the quality of our products. SP1 is the core of these actions, and SP1 has delivered close to 1 million cost savings in the first 6 months of the year. Our performance also benefited from the closure of non-performing point of sales that we did last year. All these efficiencies help us to improve margins in Italy and offset the 3 million increase in rents coming from the contract renewed last year. In order to implement some of these efficiency actions, we sustained one-off restructuring costs, which amounted to around 3 million euros in the first half. Excluding this one-off, our EBITDA in Italy grew by over 11%, and margin has gone up by 60 basis points from 3.5%. Now, looking into the second half of the year for Italy, the weather we have experienced so far this summer has been significantly more favorable than last year, which we expect will benefit sales. Also, traffic seems to have bounced back in this beginning of summer, and also comparing sales performance will be easier in the second half as we exited all the non-renewed stores at the beginning of July last year. From a cost perspective, we will continue to deliver, as we have done in the first half. In conclusion, we have delivered on our first commitment to enhance profitability in our two key markets, North America and Italy. Before moving to look at our second commitment, that is to grow in emerging markets, let me cover our performance in other continental Europe countries. As in Italy, discipline is the managerial mantra also for these countries, although as they are smaller and sometimes with weaker competitive positions, their results are more influenced by specific market events. From a channel standpoint, our sales in these European countries have been soft on motorways and rail stations, also as a result of closure in France and weak performance of our Swiss motorways locations at the border with Germany, which saw reduced traffic flows of German travelers due to the Swiss franc strength. On the contrary, we saw a solid performance at the European airports we manage. The weak sales in France and Switzerland explained the fall in EBITDA of this region from 11 million to 9.3 million euro. And now let's move to our second commitment, that is growing in our emerging markets. We have continued to deliver very strong performance through HMS Host International. Sales grew by over 25% at constant FX, driven by double-digit growth both in North Europe and the rest of the world. In North Europe, sales at Schiphol Airport grew by more than 11%, and this excellent result was reinforced by the positive impact, close to 10 million, of the new openings at Helsinki, Heathrow, Stansted, and Manchester airports. All in all, this part of the business grew by 21%. We deliver even stronger results in the rest of the world, where sales grew at constant FX by 38%, both as a result of expansion in countries we were already present in, like Vietnam, that grew 65%, Turkey plus 95%, also thanks to new operations in Antalya Airport, and India plus 25%, and from the openings in new countries of presence, like Indonesia. In the first half of 2015, we operated over 50 new points of sales. As you can appreciate, when opening so many new stores in such a short period of time, not all are up and running to maximum efficiency from day one. And this is the reason why international EBITDA margin went from 10.7% of last year to 9.6%. We expect this to smooth out over the course of the second half of the year, as stores gradually get up to speed. In the second half of the year, we will keep on expanding the HMS Host International business, thanks to new contracts won, which include stores in Dutch Railways, UK, and Asian airports. Further opportunities to grow in North Europe and Asia will be actively pursued. Now, a few remarks on P&L items below group EBITDA. The growth in asset depreciation has been strongly influenced by the dollar appreciation, as we invest the bulk of our resources in U.S. Financial charges have declined despite the dollar, thanks to the reduction in the average cost of our debt, from 5% to 4.3%. Stable taxes are the result of higher incidence of taxes in U.S. due to the dollar, and the reduction of Italian IRAP due to the change in the legislation. This change has resulted in a decline of IRAP provision for around 2.5 million euro. At mid-year, the net result of the period is still negative by 15.6 million euro, but this is related only to the seasonality of the business. That is to say, the normally very weak first quarter. In fact, the net result of the group in the second quarter 2015 has been a profit of 24.7 million euro, with solid improvement toward the 13.4 million of the second quarter 2014. The cash flow evolution has been consistent with the improvement in profitability. Net cash flow from operations has been 92 million in the first 6 months of 2015, while it was 62 million in the same period of the previous year. Reported CapEx were around 80 million euro in the period, that is 4.1% of our net sales. The group follow a disciplined approach to capital allocation, addressing most of the resources to airports and to those geographies where we see more returns, that is US, North Europe and Asia, while in continental Europe, including Italy, our CapEx to sale ratio has remained below 3%. Now let's move to current trading in the first 30 weeks of the year. As of the end of July, excluding the impact of the US retail disposal, group sales are up by 12% at current FX and around 2% at constant FX. In the weeks after the end of June, we have seen some acceleration in North American airports, with international still well on track. Very favorable weather conditions, better traffic, and the now stable perimeter of motorways is supporting an encouraging sales recovery in Italy. The good progression of the Italian sales is in fact the main driver of the positive sales performance in Europe. So considering the performance so far, the current evolution in sales and the perspective of the main areas of the group, we confirm the guidance we gave you in May. In conclusion, we are pleased with the strong set of results in this first half of the year. And now we are happy to take your questions.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question pressing star followed by 1. To cancel your reservation, press star followed by 2. First question comes from Mr. Jaafar Mestari from JP Morgan. Mr. Mestari, your question, please.
Hi, good afternoon. I have two questions, please. Firstly, on CapEx, on which you finished, it looks like you're significantly underspending in H1 compared to your full-year guidance of 240 million. So as usual, you tend to spend less during the summer. How likely is it that you end up spending the entire budgeted amount this year? And if not, will all of the remaining be spent in 2015 anyway? Can you give us a bit more color on this? And my second question is on the U.S. airport business, and in particular, what you said on the impact of structurally higher load factors at airlines. If you've seen this happening in the U.S., what do you think will happen in the other regions? Because I suppose airlines, whether they can achieve it or not, will always be trying to get to higher load factors, and from the point of view of the airports, it's probably a win-win as well. So are European airports still far away from those levels of efficiency, or do you think they'll get there and you could face a similar problem in the medium term? Hello?
Yes, we're here, you know, just taking time thinking, you know, to how to answer. Well, let's start with the second question. It's not necessarily a problem, you know, the fact that it's just a fact. Alberto was stating, and there are some numbers on the annex, you know. So the load factor is the highest in the last probably 10 years, or I think it's the highest in the industry that we have seen. So there are two facts in the U.S. that are specific to this market. The first, there's been a big merger, you know, between two airlines, so this can be one of the driver of this load factor. The second is that is specific to this market. You know, they're cutting services to the customers. So it could be seen also like the bottom of a cycle. So something probably is gonna happen. I think some flat. It could be, you know, nobody knows the plans, you know, that the airlines really have, but it could be also that they are gonna add some flights, you know, there is no question about that. As probably you are aware, that the antitrust in the U.S. has opened an investigation on this matter, you know, on the airlines, you know, because of these numbers, basically, I think, you know. So that's the situation right now. So it could be also that we are at the bottom of a cycle and that the trend can. But the interesting thing is that in the last 3 years, you know, there is a mismatch, really, a different trajectory between the flights and the passengers. That's the most important thing. So it's changing the shape of the business. So basically, we have more people, but with less exposure, you know. Is this going something that is going to change? It could be. I mean, that's the situation. We're just stating and taking a snapshot of what happened, you know, that's it. I wouldn't assume that that's the future for the world.
Well, in general, anyway, the increase of load factor is obviously a target for all the airlines everywhere in the world. So we can expect that this is something that is a general trend. We remark this fact because in order also to invite you when you evaluate numbers to judge our sales performance, not necessarily the over performance in traffic, because the industry changes. That is the main message we want to send to you. And so the important fact is that we are able to adapt our mode and to try to capture and to deliver good sales. This is the main point. On the CapEx, you're right that in terms of CapEx, you see that there is a difference between paid CapEx and reported CapEx, because in fact, we had an amount of CapEx that in fact we paid this year that was related to previous year. But you're right that the reported CapEx is only 80 million, so we are very distant to the 240. We expect to recover part of the delay. At the moment, based on the evolution of our projects, there is still the possibility to make this amount, even though if you want my gut feeling, I think that if there is a number on which we may make mistake on the guidance, probably CapEx is the most likely, also because it's very difficult to predict the evolution of the CapEx during the month, and we recognize the CapEx according to the works. So it may be that it is a bit too large as amount for the full year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Tim Ramskill from Credit Suisse. Mr. Ramskill, your question, please.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I have three questions, please. The first is just to come back to that discussion about the US airports. I think your comment in the answer to the last question was not to judge you relative to the traffic, but clearly that is how you framed your discussion with investors in the past about performance. So again, I appreciate you said that that's a snapshot. You wouldn't necessarily think about it that way moving forwards, but I guess it would be helpful to hear how you would encourage us to think about that dynamic. Is therefore traffic expectations and performance in line with traffic a better view for the longer term? Second question, just a point of clarification, and apologies if I've missed this, but does your EBITDA guidance, is that including or excluding the one-offs that you've pointed to, and do you have any expectation of further one-offs in the second half? And then the final question is, you pointed to the fact that Italy's seen some improved traffic trends in the early part of the summer. Obviously, the traffic data for Italy comes out generally fairly late, but maybe you could just comment on the traffic backdrop both during the second quarter and the encouraging trends you've seen in July, just to give us a sense of the scale of that change. Thank you.
Excuse me, I didn't understand which traffic you're referring to in the last question.
Sorry, I think you said in during the presentation that in Italy during July, there were some positive signs in the early part of the summer. I just wondered if you could help us understand the scale of that improvement, please.
Well, with respect to the last question, at the moment we don't have statistics that are, frankly speaking, the statistics in Italy are quite old, because the last information on the full network is still at March. So
yeah,
we have the second quarter. What we have are indications. So we have got that a landlord that is listed that gave indication yesterday, I think, of a very positive second quarter. But it is one network and also geographically, let's say, limited. So it's difficult to derive from that. So take this indication about the traffic as a gut feeling, because we see our location, our stores, we see the parkings are full of cars. That is, so we have the impression that the traffic is stronger, but we don't have evidences at the moment about that.
Okay.
With one-off for the rest of the year, I think that with respect to the projects that they are gone, of course. They are not others included. And they are not included also in our guidance, apart from the ones that have been already included in the first 6 months.
Okay.
Yes, excuse me. On the first question, because I start answering from the bottom, so I don't remember your first question. Can you please?
So the first question was back to the US airports, and really, you know, just some help as to how you would encourage people to think about the likely sales performance moving forwards, given in the past we have tended to talk about, you know, the sort of thinking about outperformance over and above the traffic growth. So if that's changed, which clearly you've identified the reasons why that is more difficult, how would you encourage people to think about the likely growth trajectory of the business moving forwards?
I think that what the situation, as you said, the situation is what it is. And of course, it is more complicated to capture. But the point is that you must be more flexible. So we are working on that, trying to adapt our model and to try to be much more efficient to follow the peaks of the flows during the day, because this is the main complication that the higher load factors imply for airports, that you have more people in more limited period of the day, and sometimes you also miss tables in order to serve all these people, and sometimes during the day you have too many tables for the people that are in the airport. So it is more complicated, but we are working on that, and we think that we are implementing things exactly to address this issue, to be more flexible, to take food at the passengers when they are departing.
And again, if I can add, I wouldn't assume. So we've been changing. The environment is changing. I wouldn't assume that this is going to stay with us forever. That's what has happened so far. But load factor of 85% is high. Let me tell you this. It's not low. So.
And just on that point, because I saw some data very recently that suggested that the U.S. airlines this year are adding quite meaningful amounts of extra seats. So in other words, more flights. Is that, because obviously the data, I've seen you've included it all in the appendix, the data you've shown is up until the end of 2014. Are you hearing from your guys on the ground that this dynamic is already changing in 2015 or not just yet?
In terms of flights operated, the statistic we have seen, because we prefer to mention statistics for the full U.S., and the full U.S. is given only by the Bureau of Federal Statistics, and they are stopped to the end of 2014. So we expect that sooner or later that we'll introduce new flights. Unfortunately, at the moment, we don't have evidences for the full network. We may have indication from one airline, but not for the full network.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
There are no questions at the moment. I remind you that you can register for your question pressing star followed by one. There are no more questions at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much, and happy vacation to everybody.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.